have a stickle pachat. Speak about this Indian. I have a reason. I will explain myself. Straight after I got married, I decided to write a sefer on tzitzis. After my chasana and my extra time, I was learning hilchos tzitzis, and I wanted to write a sefer on hilchos tzitzis. And I've written the whole sefer on hilchos tzitzis. Typeset it, steches, b'chule. And I was about to take it to the print. My wife told me, I didn't see you did it midarech tike omol, don't print it. Do something else. This, leave to the gnize. You could do better from this. Sinish given, you just got married, sinish given derech tike omol, I'm not letting you to print it. So, I felt very bad, you know. I wanted to print the sefer, you know. I've written the ganze sefer on Ichatzitzis. I have it really typeset, you know, I put a lot of money in it, I mean, outs and koiches and hours and hours. So I had a lot of agmas nefesh. I would not print. So I went to Reb Chaim Kreisler. That day I became very beyedidus with Reb Chaim Kreisler, so Tzadik Levroche. And I told him, I don't know, you know, I've written a sefer on tzitzis. I want to print it, and the Mebais told me, it's not wrong. So he told me, don't print it. I want to tell you a story. Your father had a young brother that you never knew. He was nifter when he was very young, years ago in Chicago. I knew the family. Your father lived near me at that times. And this little kid was a nice, healthy boy. He was 15, 16. And one day, I see him shining like mamish, like a malach. An American boyish. I went over to find out. And I found out from the time his bar mitzvah is trying to get a tzitzis kshero mit a niputz, mit alle halachas, a real shiur, we'll see about what's a tzitzis kshero. And he was zeiche. And I knew that he came to the world to fix the mitzvah tzitzis. And after a couple of days, he was nifter. Don't print the sefer on tzitzis. I was in America, now Ben Azmani. It's a friend of mine. Made a whole Shabbos, and Shabbos after davening, we made a meal in his house. He asked me, the suda has to make another half an hour. Be the suda. I'm asking him to go to Mevaker Cholim with him. That's a friend of his. The guy had already 18 operations, I think, and Sochnish Gitarik yet. He said, we're going to visit Yenem. Yenem is laying there in the house. Bisurim Neroim. He said that he heard that was singing a little bit. You know, and that friend of mine that I was staying by, well, a bus from the five towns, tells this yid, you're having tomorrow operation. You want to have Siyata Dishmaya? Put on it, ask the doctors to have your tzitzis on in time of the operation. Tzitzis protects. Just tell the doctors, you could take everything off b'shas the operation, you want the tzitzis on. And from now on, makpid, and he went and he brought his tzitzis. And again I felt, you know, I have to come till there again, instead of I'll be the one that telling Yenem to wear the tzitzis. This person is telling. It was ever some ma'isa that I can't say this week, that made me the feeling that I want a little bit together to go duch the halachas and tzitzis. We will start. You know, it's steht lemeis, it's also negat to unsere parsha in the Tonnen of Eliyahu in Perek Chovov. Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe noch the chet from the Mekoshesh, that you know why it happened to the Mekoshesh? He didn't have tefillin on in Shabbos. So the mele, lo yehoyo lo tefillin b'roishay u'bezroi, ani itin lecho mitzvah tzitzis. Mele, if a person has tzitzis, the tzitzis will protect. As the mekoshesh gehad tzitzis, when you come to make an aveira, if you have mitzvah tzitzis, the mitzvah tzitzis protects you. The, you have to know Siddur HaSefer refer to Malach. Oiz Tzadik, he brings down on Tzitzis. Shaf echot me'elef mekayim mitzvah Tzitzis karoi. Kama bigdukim dinim yesh mitzvah Tzitzis. Tzoch levakesh echot be'ir shtayim be'mishpoche. The Gemara says in Menoches, kol aloi vesh Tzitzis zoyche v'roi p'nei Hashchino. The Gemara says, every person that puts on Tzitzis will have 2,800 Meshamshim. The schus for mitzvah Tzitzis. Now we have to know, Danny, we have to know that in mitzvah tzitzis, even though there's not a chiyuv gomel to wear tzitzis, be'etzem, ikar adin, a person doesn't have to put on tzitzis. A person is allowed to go with a beged without arba kanfes, he doesn't have to put on tzitzis mi'ikar adin. Aber der Poiskim steht, dass bei Ibn der Ritche in Tkufe von HaKadosh Baruch Hu ist manisch an Bittel Mitzvahs Tzitzis, an Bittel Mitzvahs Esse. Und andere sagen, weil es heint ist ein Minek to wear Talis Kotten, could be as a Chil. So I want a little bit to start to go Keseder. It's a lot of Aloches. Let me help Zachon how much will be Maspik first today. The Gemara in Menoches brings down a Machloikes if the Reise only beged Tzemer and beged Pishkim is Chayev, or every beged is chayev. Rove zogt, hakonof min konof, that all kind of clothes are chayev midereise. And Tonel Rabbi Shmuel learns, only tzemer v'pishti. Midrabbanon, all of the kind of clothes, I'm not speaking on plastic, this speak later on plastic, of all different kind of materials, midereise, are chayev, lefi rove, and lefi Tonel Rabbi Shmuel, only tzemer v'pishti, aber midrabbanon de chayev. La'alochet, shulchan aruch pasken, Ein chayev betzitzis elo beged tzemer recheili. Beged pishtim, we don't. Aval bigdei sharminim ein chayovim betzitzis elo mid rabbanon. De ramozok, kulam chayovim mid reise v'ochi ilchase. So, der mechaber, the sfardim hold, tzitzis has to be mid tzemer. Tzitzis has to be mid tzemer, as they pass in the mechaber. The Ramot Baskins, Kol Aminim Ksheir, Zog de Mishne Brure, V'yereshomayim Yachmir Al Atzmoy, Lochush Ledas Arishoino, V'yase Tali Shel Tzemer, Kedei Shishayev Min HaTeire. V'nochen Shiyase, Ben HaTalis Godel, Ben HaTalis Kotten Shel Tzemer. So the Mishne Brure says, Yereshomayim V'yimakmid Al Atzmoy, Ben HaTalis Godel, Ben HaTalis Kotten, B'Tzemer. Even the Mishne Brura says it, in Maaser Rav, from the Goyen, in Ois Yud Zayin, state that the Goyen had a talis cotton from cotton. Tzemer Gefen, cotton. The Maaser, Reb Moshe Feinstein, and I think it's one of the Zachar that I think is so much, and Orach Chaim Simen Aleph, and Chelek Aleph Simen Beis, and Chelek Beis Simen Aleph, and Chelek Gimel Simen Aleph, and you're there, Reb Moshe says that you have to wear a talis cotton mitzemer, and even if it's hot in the summer, v'chein ani noyek. At least people that follow Reb Moshe for sure have this chiyuv. Say, maybe not Yisrael as a kula, but the people that follow Reb Moshe says 5-6 times in the Gemara Moshe, v'chein roi, v'chein ani noyeg, even in the hot days, to wear a talis cotton mitzvah. The Chazon Ish Lemaaseh, Bnei Brak, Ibrahim Kanievsky, they do like the Goyen, and they don't wear, if everyone went to go to Ibrahim Kanievsky, you see the cotton talis cotton Dalton, they don't wear wool. Lemaaseh, Rabbeinu Lechofetz Chaim and Reb Moshe say, you have to wear wool. And the Maisa, why not? The Mechaber holds that you're not Yetzim in the Reise, only with Tzemer Vatishtim. Cotton's the Rabbanon. The Rambam says that it's okay. But what's with the Mechaber? So why did go and attack a war, a cotton talis? So Reb Shmuel Salam Zok, that the Goyen wore the whole day talis Godel. Everyone knows the picture from the Goyen. So he was Mekayim to the Reise. So he wanted to have a Rabbanon also. Forget the ganze talk, says, I'm it ain't the Reise, ain't the Rabbanon. Of the people that don't wear a talis gadol, they don't have the goyim. Another reason they say, as they state in the Talmidim from Goyen and Sefer Siach Agro, that in that days the undershirts were from linen, from pishtan, and the shirts also. So b'meile the goyim was choshish to the shittas that kilayim is not only when it's bound together. If it's two sides pishtan and tzemer, it could be achshash kilayim. So the Goyen was choshish to himself made of people that have some synthetic garnish, and can check it, yeah, a silk shirt, and can check it to them. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that the Chazanish told him that the reason the Gaon wore cotton is to teach the Olam that the Iker Adin cotton is chayav. That the Iker Aloch is the Aloch of the Ramo. The Chazanish told Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and while the Gaon did it, we do it. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, and while the Chazanish did it, we do it. So mainly in Bnei Brak, you see all the Bnei Brakim, they go with this cotton talis. Aber Shar Klal Yisrael, Shemachmirim Al Atzmo, Reb Moshe Beroshom, they go with wool. As another reason I saw in the Sefer that why the Goyen wore talis from cotton, because in that the Goyen has a, we'll see later, a shita that could be talis has to be be'ikar adin, not like we have a special baggit for talis. Forget a baggit that you wear al kanfe b'gdeichen, and that in that days a cotton clothes was the normal clothes, so the Goyen wanted to have a talis from the normal kind of clothes that people have. But we'll see later. Now, so again, if you have the Midrash Chazanish, it's one thing. But on them, the Mishneh Berurah of Chaim Reb Moshe say, Yerushamayim yachmir al atzmoy to wear wool. Came some people, the Midrash Chachamim, and they tell you know why not to wear wool? While in the summer you suffer from the heat. Some people get itchy, some people get sweating, different reasons. And mainly you're not nene from the beggar. And in Mitzvah Tzitzis, it's a din to be nene from the beggar. The chetesed and tzitzis the din to be nene from the beged. They build the yesoid on a sugya in yivomis. The Gemara says that esef from tzitzis is doicha the love of kilayim. Midei raise, they allowed to have beged chuti tzemer be beged pishtim. It's not doicha. Frag the Gemara, frag the rishonim besalevi, aber mitzvahs kilayim, the Gemara says it's only if you nene. If you're not nene, moichrik sus, shed moichim kedarkom, you're allowed to wear kilayim if you're not nene. The Isur is Anoe. Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. So every time when you wear tzitzis, it's Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. So you're not Nene from the Kilayim. So why you have to come to the Torah was Matri Kilayim B'tzitzis? Kilayim is only also with Anoe. Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. And if you're the Rashba, if you're the Anoe Asaguf. Some shit is called Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu means the Anoe that I'm doing a mitzvah. But if I have a physical Anoe B'shaz the mitzvah, like a person goes to a Mayon, his mother Anoe in a Mayon, he goes on a hot day, is also. Oh, but the Ran brings down the Rashbo that even that you're allowed to go and be Iker Adin to a cool Mayer and Yemei Sacham, or even if you have a nether, because Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. So why not? What is the, why you need a person that you're allowed to wear a tzitzis? Shel Klein? Zog de Besalevi, because in tzitzis, the Hefze of the Mitzvah is Anor. So you don't say Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. Like someone, I remember I heard once from Choshev Yid, he asked the Kasha, why are you not allowed to eat without Hechsher and Shabbos? Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. Yeah? So we eat Yisur HaNoi, Mitzvah, as the Esed HaLeis, the Mitzvah HaLeis. Tells us the Mitzvah of Shalas v'Korot al HaShabbos Einik. But even so, that the Mitzvah HaNoi, but Chas v'Sholem to think that a person that is not Nene from Tzitzis is not Yoy to the Mitzvah. A lot of people have such a mistake, and in the summer they don't wear wool because of that. Reb Moshe said that he does, even though it's hot. So some people fadinian that they're not hot, yeah? This is one mahalach. But the real reason is, that even that the beged you're not nene, it doesn't make a difference. I'll explain to you why. The halacha is, bechalitza, you have to take off the shoe of the lady. It's not the gemara, it has to be a shoe. A beluya shoe, she puts on a kind of beged, a kind of shoe that is not made for shoe. It's not a metal shoe, base that's made for decoration. She puts it on her foot. You can't be yoytze chalitza. It has to be a shoe that you walk with. It's like the gemara and shuva. If you see a lady walking today with that shoe of the chalitza, I don't know if you went to the base to see a chalitza, because I sold shoe with strings, you know, I never saw such a shoe in my life. If you see a person who's going today with such a shoe, you think, Meshugana. No one goes with such a shoe. So how you do chalitza today? Well, Moshe has a big problem. Maybe don't do chalitza anymore today. Because the Talmud says, the shoe that is made for chalitza has to be a shoe that you could walk with. You yourself don't have to have really the anoy. Tzitzis has to be a beged sheyesh bo yanoi. But if you don't nene b'shaz the mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. There's a lot of raya to them. I'll give you one more raya. The halacha is that a beged that is not made, we'll see in a second, if even a ger in America, today, mamash, a couple hours ago, I heard from Shmuel Fivers and son, Absanaya Psak. But in a minute we'll get to it. But you have kind of godim that are not made for wearing, made for print, lemosh, scarves, to be some shittas. So why they're not chayav b'tzitzis? I'm not saying that it's not, but why is it not chayav betzitzis? Because it's not made for wearing. It's made for kovet, latiferes. Today the talis alamah is made like kovet latiferes. No one buys a talis gadol for wearing to warm yourself up. But this doesn't make a difference. You take a beggar that normally could use for enjoying. If you miyachid it for the mitzvah, you don't say, "Vail, I don't have anoy from the mitzvah." It's not called a beggar for mitzvah. What's the name? It's very negar to the new. This smorah that I'm saying, if I'm saying it to these undershirt tzitzis, if you could yaitze with them or not, in a second. But the aside is that a beggar that is made lemitzvah doesn't make a difference that you're not neme, it's called a beggar shel mitzvah. So this chalik I think is poshut. So again, we're not changing the minhagim. If you're bebraki, minhag chazanish, minhag agoyen, wear cotton. If you're mishnebrudik, remoshadik, you have to wear wool. If you're a shamayim. This is an avle. If a person doesn't wear wool because it's hot, it's a shvach yid. If he would not wear wool because he's a bnei braki, chazanish, he follows. Moshe, you know, he checks for crumbs and Pesach. I mean, if I'm al chazanish, yeah, he doesn't use electricity and shabbos. I gave me dumb mahalach, is very good. Other this mahalach, other this mahalach. If you don't have tzitzis, mekum to mekayish and shabbos. Let me get weiter. Now, and here I want to tell you. A Klal Yisrael were nitzal 2 years ago from a tumul. After the tumul that they had in the Sheitels, straight after that was another tumul that almost happened, and the imamish stopped it in the last minute. Aval lo megein nogea to the tzitzis. They wanted to pass all the tzitzis of Klal Yisrael. Aval I want to explain to you what happened. Lo megein, and imamish Aval Yashi stopped it in the last minute. Some people behind are machmer for that chumre. Aval lo megein pamelach. The halacha is now, when you have a tzitzis, the halacha is like this, we said, midei reise tzemer v'pishni mischayev, lefi de Shulchan Aruch, lefi Torah de Rabbi Yishmael, lefi de Ramon, lefi Rove, ale begodim achayev, midei rabbonon, kol amini. What chutim you have to put in the baget? So the Gemara state as a, chutei tzemer, poitrim, ben beminom, besheloi beminom. Chutei tzemer, poiter, all of the kind of the begodim. Shar chutim, b'minam poitrim, b'minam shalei b'minam einam poitrim. Dahinu. What we do today is we take wool strings, tzitzis strings, and we put them, the people that have cotton, put them in cotton, the people that think that plastic is good, they put them in plastic. People, everything that people think, they put inside chutim. Although you could take in a cotton baguette, you could take a cotton string, mi'ikaradim. We might have to take wool alamor. But that's the halacha. Chutei tzemer poitrim, ben b'minam, ben shalei b'minam. Chutim, shar chutim, b'min ha-poitrim, shalei b'min ha-mein ha-poitrim. So now I want to mark them, what was the shayla, before we go weiter. The halacha is, what is wool? Wool comes from a sheep. What is a sheep? So the Gemara says, it's rochel, is a sheep. Rochel bas ez, the father was an ez, and the maizah, the daughter, she married a kifsa, and came out of kifsa. The Gemara says, you go basal zera av, and it doesn't have a name of a sheep, even if she looks like a sheep. Even 100 days back. So they tied in the same time that the Zabo, the whole shayla with the meat came, that the mixing up in the sheep was much worse. And the sheep that we have today is not a real sheep. The Melech, they're not the real sheep. So Herzachai, if you wear a talis tzemer, it's not so bad. Because Malam Shach, if the wool is not a wool, so the beggar is not a beggar. But if you wear cotton, you put wool strings, you're going without tzitzis. It's not wool. It doesn't have a din of wool. The man, it doesn't pat the cotton. And even in the wool, there was skin. Maybe this sheep here and that sheep not. They were selling strings from the same, begging from the same tzemer and the same chutim. And you could, somewhere today, you could order it. You want from the same ship. So Malam Shach, you're right. But at least, even if not, the people that wear wool, so that's fake. Oh, but the people that wear cotton, the tiny, and the tzad that these chutim are not chutei tzemer. The mitzias is that it's not the same sheep. Like we said, like they know the cow is not the same cow, and the chickens are not the same chickens. I mean, everyone knows that 200 years ago, no chicken looked like the chickens that look today. There's no white chickens like that. So nuzar that they made up here. That this is every school when you learn, you know that. Same thing the sheep was aced. They just mixed them to make them stronger. They have these gerisha shittas. The Mele, this was the Chumre. I don't know, I tried again today to find out exactly how it stopped the tumult. I don't remember, it was at Kufa, people, Mamish, you know, were sitting what to wear. aber you know, it's a shadow from the Yisro. I'm just saying, it's another reason to wear wool. Let me get a shtickle in my siddik. They started to do today, someone told me that they stopped Baruch Hashem, but they started to do talesim from plastic. I don't know if you call it plastic, synthetic. Most times they make a lot of holes in it also. So I say, Alam Mosaic, the one that plastic have two chesronos. Not only that it's plastic, full with little holes. What?
Mesh.
Mesh. You can see through, I think. Shvacha beggar. Now, the shayla if it's chayiv b'tzitzis or not, but the shayla if it's a bracha levatola or not. One of the reasons I'm speaking, because I saw a bracha in yeshiva is wearing it. It's one of the reasons that I felt that I have to speak about it. So a bracha makes a bracha levatola every day, such a tzitzis. So I want to shtickle to mevara first. Epshach, chaz v'shalom, let me get a bit of the mevar. The Gemara in Menachos state that beged oir, a beged that is made from oir, from leather, is potur afilu mid rabbono. Zogt Reb Moshe Feinstein, why beged from oir is potur? Because it has to be a rige, that it's net like a beged. Mele, leather is not a rige. So first Reb Moshe says, if a person takes a piece of plastic and he makes a beged, it's not chayav betzitzis. So it's not Dovah Mekabel Tumah could be, it's not Gedulah Min HaOretz. Couple reasons. Now, this is if you take a real piece of plastic. What would be if you take plastic, Lemoshel, before plastic, oil, leather, and instead of having a jacket from leather that is potum, that's a din of the Gemara, a jacket from leather is potum mitzitzis. You'd make from the leather strings and you sew a beged. Some place can say, then you chay it. The reason oir is potu, because it's not like a tzura from a beged. Reb Moshe said that it's potu. B'meile, plastic is also like oil. You're right that it doesn't come one piece. They take oil and these achen and they create from it plastic. B'meile, Reb Moshe says that it's potu. He says that it's doy mila'or. Alang getshuva. Another reason, he says it's loy doy mila beged tzema. In Sefer Lahoyris Lenoson, he brings down that is a Rambam chaluk shel svocho. It's like a beged full with holes. The Rambam says it doesn't have a din beged legabe lekabel tume. Zogt Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who a din it doesn't have a din beged for kriya. It doesn't have a din beged legabe tzitzis. So b'meile, passing Reb Moshe Feinstein, that you're not allowed to make a brocha on such a tzitzis and not to use such a tzitzis. To go with it without chutim, and shu tzitzel yezer and oznit beru, they want to say that if it's made in a way of a beged, not one piece, synthetic, could be, you could use it. And legabe the holes, they say, well, the Rambam said that it's not a beged, it's only beged tachlin, not beged elyon. But lemaise, the poiskim hold, the maise, and the skabel be midroshes, that we don't make a brocha on such a talis. My yeshiva bracha, and someone told me today that they stopped to create him because of that. Now, but even that I'm telling you that, you have to know that lemaise, it's only lechumra I'm telling you that. But I'm not telling you now to wear a beged from plastic without a tzitzis. He told me, the son of Reb Shmuel Feivelson, in the way here, he told me that people go in America, Ben Azmanim, he said, people go canoeing, and the place that is called Delhi, now they make you to buy for a couple dollars, like, you know, when they make canoeing, people spritz on each other water. So you have to buy like a kind of a jacket. It's called rain kif, epsazazach. And the way it's done, it's a front and a back. It's mamash has alba kanfis. So a lot of people in America buy it. When it's yours, you chay betzitzis. And they make it because of Reb Moshe. So don't be, I think he told from his father that Avalu, we don't use such a beged, but to wear it without tzitzis, it's a shayla from the suffix that I said, I can't. So it's one of the two, other cut, you, other don't go, or if you go to cut the corner, it's one piece, and you have a hole inside, like your tzitzis, the talis cotton is also one piece. It's exactly like a talis cotton. It's exactly like a talis cotton made from plastic. And it's exactly like a talis cotton from plastic. It goes in the front and it goes in the back. This is mamash like a telescope. Has a hole, you put it on the head, a half is in the front, a half is in the back. It's exactly like a telescope. It's oil, I'm saying, but lemaisa, it's plastic. I'll explain. He's asking why it's not like oil. Oil comes from the animal one piece. Plastic comes from oil, it's little crumbs, and they melt it and then it becomes. You could dig how far you want, you'll never find such a piece. You find only little crumbs and they make it. So mainly the lohiris lenosin time is that this is like a beggar because it's made from pieces. It's not one piece. Oir came from the behemoth one piece. This didn't come one piece.
What's
the disposable? Does that make a difference? I hear. I don't know. Yeshli stopik. I don't know. You use a disposable cup for kiddush or you say it's not a cup? Some people are machmetak and they don't use it. They say it's not a cup. But if it's a cup, mistam, it's a beggar also, I'm saying. This, you can't do kiddush with such a beggar. I'm saying, I don't know the gedolim. I never saw it, so it's hard for me to know. Could be it's mamish gomish mit nisht. It's hard. They made a new zach today. They called it undershirt tzitzis. But it's instead of an undershirt, it's cut somewhere, chveis, roi beged, and it's put tzitzis on, meret avade that you buy it from your shomayim, as gemach the tzitzis lishmo. If it's time, you know, if the machine put on the tzitzis, it goes. But lo mezogin that you could buy such zachen that I made it kosher a tzitzis. The meister, the poiskes manenu say not to use it. Why? Because then not to be yoytze mitzvah tzitzis with that. Because for two reasons. A beged that is made to collect the sweat, it doesn't have a shame beged. Lemoshel, when a person does kriya, everyone knows you, and aviv, you do the jacket, the shirt, no one tears his undershirt. Why no one tears his undershirt? Said megale es liboy. Kriya de kriya ad she magia le liboy. An av. Why? Heisish can beged. A beged is made la tzule zeya, is not called a beged. So b'meile, time with Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer and Tzitzis, that such an undershirt doesn't have a shame beged. Ander zogin me, it's better. For the Svarim we said before, you're right that if someone will have an undershirt that is made for sweat, taka is nishkin good to beged. But if it's made for a mitzvah, so again, like we said before, be taka nafkemine. If this person is wearing it for undershirt, so again, he can't be bothered to wear tzitzis. So he buys such an undershirt. Does take it, like the Chaim Kanievsky, not yet. But if the person, fuck out. On them, he will not wear, he'll be chlalis, he will go without garnish. And ich beseder, but I'm saying, he'll play chveis, he will play without garnish. Just, he puts this on, because he doesn't want to go without the tzitzis, he needs a shmire, then could be, he'll be yet. On the marshal, he's in an army, in a place that he can't put on the tzitzis. If he puts this undershirt on top of his shirt, say in a chanami. So then he doesn't have a problem. Then the kula alma, it's okay. What? Now, in Sefer Minag Yisrael, he brings down that Klal Yisrael is a yesoit by Klal Yisrael not to put the tzitzis on the body without the undershirt. I'm sure everyone heard that. There's a Minag Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Some people don't know it, you know, the Chodesh came richtig kesheroshim, but that we don't go with the tzitzis and the stomach. You have to have something in between. In Einach Hanami, when you learn Shulchan Aruch, you can't find it. So some people, yeah, they look at Shulchan Aruch, Chodesh can tate, Chodesh can zeide, and the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Alamol gizok, ich bin nicht kein ger. Ich bin nicht kein ger, hat a tate, hat a mame. You know, I'm not a ger, I didn't come from nowhere. These are, I know what my parents do, this is the way. So you're right, Einach Hanami, zog the minag Yisroel, when you look at Shulchan Aruch, you don't find a mocker to this minag. But what is the makkah? So he says he couldn't find a makkah for this minik till he found in Sefer Shevet Meyehuda, Shrashi brings down that if a person does shiluach haken, he'll be zeicher to a beged choshev that is called tzitzis. A beged choshev you don't put on your stomach. He brings down a true, and Mishnas Yankiv says that Klal Yisrael did it because they didn't want that if they were scared that people would put it on the beged on the goof. They will use the taka for protecting themselves from sweat. And it will come a beggar shazayah. But if these two reasons, be'etzem, the Minhag Yisrael is not to use such a beggar. B'sha'as ha'dchak, but to listen, does it account for the Minhag Yisrael to use these kind of omniscience? Let me get back to our shtickle. As a Minhag, as a halacha and a Minhag, that the chutim have to be in the same color as the beggar. Lemaisa is different shilas. Me'ikar adim, if you have a black beggar, you put black chutim red. Lemaisa stay to make the chutim white, and because of that, to make the beggar white. So the Sfardim are the most machmer because of that, and they don't use what we put black stripes, you know, we have this black, and the talis, they don't use them. It's also on one of the maris in this cotton, talis cottons, the mamish white. So the Sfardim, even by talis gold, you see it's white. I pick a ball attack it. The Maisa, the Ashkenazim have this black. And how they can have black? The Torah says, like the Poskim, if Roiva Beged is white, it's enough. If Roiva Beged is, it's enough. Now, what happens if with the time, other the strings get yellow, or the Beged gets yellow? Amos is Azei, Amos is Azei. So the Poskim bring down that you don't have to. You're allowed to leave it, you don't have to change it. They bring down from the Chasam Sefer, we mentioned a couple of times, that if a person has Esra gets yellow, Fakel, das is Shana, das is Hidur Mitzvah. He said in the Shiurim, and I saw in Sefer, Shut Hillel Oimer, he brings down, that in the Pinkas from the Chavre Kaddisha, from Lelov, is brought down on the Taz. The Taz had a Talis Godel, old and torn. You know, Talis, everyone knows the Taz was very, very poor. It's the famous story in the Taz, that the Taz once took to Beis Din, he came to Beis Din, that he's suing his Shvel. If you know, the Shvel of the Taz was the Bach. He's suing them to Beis Din. Because all the Dayanim come in, the Taz is suing the Bach, you know. The ganze Stadt was gerashed. But so the Beis Din told the Taz, stand up, you know, the Dayanim was shaking. The Taz says, the Bach promised me before I got married, every day, he will give me for lunch, eat meat. And yesterday in lunch, he gave me lungs. And the sugar in the dorim is muchach, that lungs doesn't have, and neither min ha-bosor, it's a shalif is mutor bereyo ve-osru bereyo. It's not called bosor. So maybe he promised me kes, that he will hold me and will give me meat. He gave me a reyo. Kis, the dayonim were done, the paskin reyo is also good. Kis, the dintera finished, they asked the task, so they talk. So the task said, I'll tell you what happened. I don't have money, and Vashmer don't have money. But he promised me, and I ate the lungs, and because the lungs are not so full like meat, so my iyun betoiro, and that day the iyun, was nishta zei spitzlach, like mamish tif, 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 like every day. So I knew in the Shamayim, when I'll come up, there'll be teveritas, the bach, he promised the meat, because of you, the iyun of the taz in that day, was not kolatzeich. So I took him to Beis Din, that Beis Din shel matar were paskin that he's potu, made in the Shamayim, because I'm going to kitrug of the bach. To understand what's in the news from the Taz. So anyway, he had his tour talis. So the ladies in Shtot decided to buy the Taz a new talis. They went, they bought him a nice talis. The Taz didn't want to take it. The Taz told him, "Ani roitze lis'atif betalis, eini roitze lis'atif betalis chadosho, ki atalis hayeshono akruo im dalet tzitzio yiseo, yo'idu olai be'oilom ha'emes, שלא יהיה לי מחשוב וזוריס בתפילה 18 מיום שעמדתי על דייתי. So I want this talis. It's under Zogin, under Poskim hold that you like a tchila is to change and not to hold such an old talis. And they say that the talis didn't want to take matnas chinom, he didn't want to take from ladies, because maton amuetes, he didn't want to take from them. Aber איך שלא יהיה, and Sefer Kadakemach HaChodosh brings down that if the chutim became dirty and black, like very black, you're not allowed to go with such a talis, not only because it's not the same color, it's also one reason, but the reason you're not allowed to go with such a talis, they bring down, is because it's busy mitzvah, hakriveyu no lefachoscho ha'irtze ponecho emlav, maybe you're not allowed to go with such a talis. Now, let me get a shtickle weiter. A person has to know, what is the shiur of tzitzis? A person wants to have a tzitzis, you have to know what is the shiur, the size of a tzitzis. So there's a lot of shittas. I want to make it a shtickle klor. We'll speak with numbers. The first lama is in the cloud. The halacha meikar adin lekatchila, a person has to have amo milefonov, the amo mileachrov, the amo roichov. Lama zogin, a person doesn't have a whole divide. Has to be amo milefonov, amo mileachrov, the amo roichov. So, I will start with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has a kule. Lemaise, Klal Yisrael will mekabel his kule. Maybe I'll say a little akdomen. State amo milefonov. I will speak in the numbers in a minute. How much is it? Amo milefonov, amo mileachov, and roichav amo. This is meikar adin. This is the it's one more chumud the kashigda, but this is the ikar chumud that the olim amakbid. Amo milefonov, amo mileachov, and amo roichav. Now, the Shulchan Aruch states that the whole is not mitzaref. You have to count the amo in the front and the amo in the back, and you don't count the whole. The whole is not mitzaref. The Chazon Ish was mechadish that if the sides of the shoulders are wider, every side of the shoulders is wider from the whole, then the Chazon Ish had a tzitzis 60 centimeters wide. Every shoulder was 21. In the middle was 18. Together is 60. So if this is the mitzvah, the Chazon Ish says, b'chai gavne, the nekev is mitzaref. The same thing legabi de oirech. If you have enough roiv in every side, more from the hole, then the nekev is mitzaref. If not, the nekev lefi most shittas is not mitztaref. It doesn't make a difference if the nekev is not mitztaref. It could be another problem if the sides are very, very small, the Mishtabura says, like ritzuas ba'alma, like little strings, then could be the whole beged, the hizdish can shame beged. Has to be epis aroichav. Mishtabura says, rechovim. But if you want to be mitztaref the nekev, again, the machmirim, the real machmirim will have a amo in the front, after the nekev, and they will have an amma in the back after the nekev. And they will not be seimach on this Chazon Ish. But I want, let me again, you know, as a person first knows what he has to have clothes every time to check when he buys the tzitzis, it's much easier if he knows clear what he has to do, and then let me again to the chumras. So I'm saying again, let me again, shittas Chazon Ish, that if the two sides are wider from the hole, they're mitztaref. So I want to speak with numbers. I'm adding maybe 2 centimeters. Because first, it's very hard to measure, and most of the times in the laundry, it shrinks like 1 or 2 centimeters. May let's kidai alemol to take this shear. The finach hazanish, the oirech of the baguette, what is the oirech? The length of the baguette has to be 120 centimeters. It's 120 centimeters. Small tiles, if you have the small ones, it's 6 of the small ones, and it's 4 of the big ones. This has to be the oirech. B'dievet till 116. Lefi Reb Chaim Noe, it has to be a meter. Again, b'dievet 96. The roichav, if they beg it, lefi the Chazon Ish, 60. Again, 58. Fir Chaim Noe, 50. So 60 is again 3 small tiles or 2 big tiles. Again, this is Me'ikar Adin if a person wants to buy a good talis. So again, if you have to check outside. Some of the shoulders are mamish. So you have to see. If the shoulders are not bigger from the hole, so you have to be sure that you will have Ha'ama Milefono Ve'ama Mileachro. Mishabur has mashma that b'di'evit you could be makel even if you don't have 2 amos, the Ainu 120, if you have amo v'chetzi, the Ainu 90. So amo v'chetzi is not so bad, so it means you have to have on every side 3/4 of the amo. So most talesim have it. Even after the hole, most talesim, if you buy a big talis, most talesim have a roiv amo is 45 centimeters on every side, so me'ikar adin, it's already enough. Now, a person that has a smaller talis than that, Some people have a smaller talis. So the Mishnah Berurah says not to make a brocha. Again, smaller not to make a brocha. I'm speaking on less from 90 oirech, or if you're Reb Chaim Noah, 75, but less from 90 oirech. Now, the Maaseh, the question is, everyone has this question, that so much Yidden go with talis kotans that a mamish a brocha levatolet. Yeah? The Shaila, from who comes this minik? Avad, the Mishnah Berurah himself says not to make a brocha if it doesn't have the shiur. But from where this minik comes? So the first one is the Orcha Shulchan. The Orcha Shulchan wants to say that all of these shiurim are for talis gotten. Talis gotten, the smallest that it is, you can make a bracha. The Magen Avraham brings down, this is Mamish Negata, the sugya we're going to learn next week in Yeshiva. Some people will learn next week. The Magen Avraham brings down in Siman Tzayin, B'Shem Deramo, that a lot of people wear talis gotten that doesn't have a shiur. Okay, they don't have taka the protecting. Taka could see on them that they taka don't have the shmira, yeah? Some people, I said, they have small ones from plastic, yeah? So this is a, you know, kula hai ve'ulai. Kula hai ve'ulai. But he brings down from Tshuva Saramo, that's given as a minek. Zog de darke Moshe, this is the reason we make al talis kotna brocho al mitzvah tzitzis. And we don't make lehisatef. And talis godu we make lehisatef. Talamed. He will make al. Zog de Ramo, anu tshuva. Zog de, because the Maaseh did not yoytze the mitzvah. So the brocha gate is of them take. The brocha gate of the mitzvah are klolis and tzitzis. How you can make such a brocha? Kedai tzu kuken innevenik in darke Moshe, simen te zayen, shuta Ramo, nemogen Avrom. Reb Moshe brings down as well as given as a minig in Klal Yisrael to wear such a baghead, so you can make a brocha as David macht a brocha on a minig. The Sefer came out now, Minchas Osher, he wants to say a svore, nicht verstanden, maybe I didn't read it good, ich verstehe nicht. He wants to say chidushim that all of the shiurim that was said is only how much yichayev the tzitzis. Or if you want, you can, the shiurim was said that as a baghead is chayev. Torah says that it's not chayev, but if you want, you can put on tzitzis. It says that dvorim chudoshim. Asher made on arm the shepashas b'midbar. He says, now, as shit as it could be, if it's missing in the roichav, could be you could be mashlim in the oirich. Now, one more zach for this chaylik, we only mentioned it a couple times, about Zogin the Dvorim Mesudorim and the Iker HaBeget, I mentioned it a couple times, as a machlekes Mishnah Berurah and Mishnah Zalman, if a person, we came along mitzvahs tzriches kavone, if you're not mechaven the kavone sa mitzvahs, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. Kler de minchas chinuch, what would be if a person put on a talis and he forgot to think l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? So avada, he doesn't have a mitzvah. Aber sagt dem Minchas Chinuch, can sein, if he doesn't have a mitzvah, so mele he's wearing arba kanfes on mitzvah tzitzis. So not only that he doesn't have a mitzvah, he's over a avere of arba kanfes yet a minute. As I said, the person goes into a suke and forgets to think l'shem mitzvah suke, not only that he doesn't have a mitzvah, sagt dem Minchas Chinuch, he's over a avere. As I declared dem Minchas Chinuch. So the person puts on a talis and he doesn't think l'shem mitzvah, for sure, mitzvah he doesn't have. Klar de minchas chinuch, he has a aveire of arba kanfes, or se nishken aveire, nishken mitzvah. Ezek klar de minchas chinuch. In Biur Halacha, in Simen Samach Aleph state, that if a person puts on a tzitzis, and he forgets the thing, v'shem mitzvah tzitzis, he has a aveire of wearing arba kanfes. Dain, it could be a friar yid will come up to the shamayim, no mitzvahs, no aveires. Will come up a venteire that wore tzitzis every day, and forgot the thing, v'shem mitzvah, he will have a aveire every day of arba kanfes below tzitzis. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? He says about someone that's running to get Ali and he chaps a talis from someone and he puts it on, or talis in the call. So like that he doesn't have time to think the Shem Mitzvah. He's running to the Ali. V'nimtza sh'odar al isur arba kanfes. Shekeimun sh'mitzvah tzriches kavone, ole kavone ez aveir. Sh'mizam an Eirbach is choylik in Milcha Shloim Esim in Aleph. And he says, even if you don't, if you're not yoytze the mitzvah, but you don't have the aveir. So tuzach. There's a lot of rice. I just want the Nikudas Advorim. So, לפי רבשם הזאמס, נשכן כאן העבר, אבל נפה מן המצווה, אפילו משתברו את העבר. So you could say that could be that people that put on talis every day is a chaya odom, someone went to shul, and he heard shofar, and he forgot the thing that says mitzvah, and he come into shul, adai tada orchi, das is a kavon. So you have to know, a person gets dressed every day. It's something in between. When a person goes to shul, he went to hear shofar. Some people, he puts on his clothes, he doesn't even, no, he just puts it on. Especially if he has undershirt of tzitzis, yeah, then taki could have a problem. It's chalik from the beggar. I'm saying, oh, this is really the gizok nish. I'm saying it could be such a problem. But I'm saying, like, I said, I remember when I was a bocher in Kulteire. So we got a veker, I don't know how they call it today, that he walks around, wakes up, I don't know if they have it here in the dears. So I remember the veker that would wake up by us, he would wake up, you know, 7 o'clock, Hashem mitzvah tzitzis, Hashem mitzvah tzitzis. This is the way, when I was a bocher, this is the way they walk you up. Hashem mitzvah tzitzis, 7 o'clock, Hashem mitzvah tzitzis. And everyone remember. So, I'm saying, Epshel is not a stomach, Epshel nish. But I'm saying, if we want Be'ez Hashem taket, the mischazik and mitzvah tzitzis, is a lot of protein we have to go, if it gets torn, how it gets torn, is a lot of protein, Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll go into the protein that happened. Aber mit der Formel der Kosher der Tzitzis, ich getrachte Efshar Taket, that maybe it's good Taket, that these people that don't mechaven, it's good that they wear these plastic ones, that anyway, die nicht genau über der Avere. So er schon nach nicht mehr eure, so ich weiß nicht. So people say that could be that the V-Tzitzis,